الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد continue reading in the chapter أصاف القلوب أصاف القلوب from the descriptions of the hearts the author he mentioned حفظه الله تعالى ومن أصافها الصد عن السبيل فلا تبصره and from the descriptions meaning from the descriptions of the hearts as-saddu an as-sabil that it will be hindered from the pathway فلا تبصره we will not be able to see the correct way كما قال تعالى just as the Most High He has said وكذلك زينا لفرعون سوء عمله وصد عن السبيل and like that the evil deeds were made fair seeming to Fir'aun and he was hindered from the path And like that, his evil deeds were made fair seeming to Fir'aun. Yani his evil deeds, they seemed to be good. And they were made fair seeming, seemed to be beneficial. And in this manner, وَسُدَّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ And he was hindered from the path. أي سُدَّ عَنِ الْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى بِسَبَبِ الْبَاطِلِ الَّذِي زُيِّنَ لَهُ الَّذِي زُيِّنَ لَهُ Meaning he was hindered and prohibited from the truth and from guidance because of the falsehood that was decorated for him. Because of the falsehood that was decorated for him. Meaning that falsehood and evil and the foul and lowly way was made fair seeming and appealing to him. In this manner his heart was hindered from seeing the truth. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَمِنْهَا أَشَدُّ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ وَمِنْهَا أَشَدُّ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ And from the descriptions, أَشَدُّ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ الشَّد means to tighten something and it means to make something firm but what is intended here and Allah knows best to make the heart hard كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى just as is in the statement of Allah the Most High وَقَالَ مُوسَى رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ آتَيْتَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَأَهُ زِينَةً وَأَمْوَالًا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا رَبَّنَا لِيُضِلُّ عَن سَبِيلِكَ رَبَّنَا اطْمِسْ عَلَى أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ As is in the statement of Allah the Most High, and Musa he said, Our Lord, indeed you have bestowed upon Fir'aun and his chiefs great wealth and extravagance in this worldly life, great wealth and splendor, extravagance in this worldly life. Our Lord, that they may lead men astray from your path. Our Lord, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts. وَشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ And harden their hearts so that they will not believe. And harden their hearts so that they will not believe until they see the painful torment. Until they see the painful torment. قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا And Allah, He says, indeed your supplication, the two of your supplication, meaning from Musa and Harun, عليهم الصلاة والسلام was answered. So therefore, both of you must be upright and steadfast, meaning upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the call to His Tawheed subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا الشَّدُّ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ هُوَ الصَّدُّ وَالْمَنَعِ So this shadd, this hardness on the heart, it is the sad and the mana, it is the hindrance and a prohibition, a prohibitor, and it's hindrance and prohibition. Meaning the heart will be hindered, it will become hard and prohibited from benefit. What he had قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما and for this reason, ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما he mentioned يريد امنعها والمعنى قسها وطبع عليها. حَتَّى لَا تَرِينَ وَلَا تَنْشَرِحَ لِلْإِيمَانِ For this reason, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, he means by this, وَشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ And harden their hearts, he means by this, إِمْنَعْهَا To forbid them, to forbid their hearts. And the meaning, وَالْمَعْنَى قَسِّهَا Make them hard, make the hearts hard, make their hearts hard. وَطْبَعْ عَلَيْهَا And seal them. Make their hearts hard and seal them. حَتَّى لَا تَلِينَ وَلَا تَنْشَرِحَ لِلْإِيمَانِ So that their hearts will not, so that their hearts will not soften, nor be inclined to the faith. to the faith. And this is the meaning of the statement here. وَاشْدُدْ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ حَتَّى يَرَوْا الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمِ. So make their hearts hard. Make their hearts hard so they do not believe, so that they will not believe until they see the painful punishment. So this is also from the descriptions of the heart, that the heart can be hindered and the heart can be prohibited and forbidden from the goodness and from understanding and benefiting from the guidance and from understanding and benefiting from the guidance. And the heart can become hard and the heart can become hard. And at this time, a person, he will not benefit. And it's the soft heart. It's a soft heart that benefits from the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The soft heart that is firm. The soft heart that is firm. Firm upon the tawheed of Allah azza wa jalla and the sincere faith. But if the heart hardens, then it will weaken likewise. And the light will dim. And the faith will become weak. And eventually, if the heart hardens to an extent, it will die. It will die. Meaning it will disbelieve in Allah the Most High. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَمِنْهَا الصَّرْفِ. And from the descriptions likewise, الصَّرْف. الصَّرْف, yani turning away. Turning away. الصَّرْف means to turn something away from something, to redirect it, to turn it away in another direction. الصَّرْف. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى. Just as Allah the Most High, He has said, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُوا صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And whenever a chapter is revealed, this is with regards to the hypocrites. This is with regards to the hypocrites. And whenever a chapter is revealed, and whenever the revelation is revealed, they will look at each other. They will look at each other. In the gatherings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hypocrites, they will be present. And whenever verses will be revealed and recited, then they will look at each other, meaning in doubt, and they're looking for their opportunity to leave. They're looking for their opportunity for leave. Does anybody see us? Is anybody looking? ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُوا. And then they will leave. They will leave, and he's showing that they have no concern. Showing that they have no concern, and they do not believe, and they do not honor and respect the revelation and the guidance that is revealed, and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're looking at each other like, what is this? And as soon as they find an opportunity to slip away, they slip away whenever the people are not paying attention to them. So because of this, صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So therefore Allah, He caused their hearts to turn away as a recompense, جَزَاءً وِفَاقًا. And we know that الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْأَمَنِ, that the recompense is according to the type of action. So whenever they turned away in this manner, Allah, He turned their hearts away. Whenever they turned away in this manner, showing no concern for the guidance, then Allah, He turned their hearts away, forbidding them from benefiting. Forbidding them from benefiting. بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. This is because there are people who have no fiqh. Again, we go back to the issue of having fiqh. These people, they have no fiqh in the deen. They have no true, proper, correct understanding of the fundamentals of the religion of Al-Islam. And for this reason, their hearts were turned away, and they become hard, and they become blind, and deaf, and dumb, and they do not benefit from the light and guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَأَخْبَرَ سُبْحَانَهُ. So he mentioned سُبْحَانَهُ عَنْ فِعْلِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْإِنْصِرَافُ وَعَنْ فِعْلِهِ فِيهِمْ وَهُوَ صَرْفُ قُلُوبِهِمْ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَدَبُّرِهِ. So Allah, He mentioned here their action that they did, and that is that they turned away. They made an insiraf. And then He also informed about His action, that which He did to them. And that is that He made sarf, and He sarafa qulubahum, that He turned their hearts away from the Qur'an and from pondering and reflecting over it. لِأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا أَهْلًا لَهُ. لِأَنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا أَهْلًا لَهُ. Because they are not qualified, proper, to benefit from the Qur'an. فَالْمَحَلُّ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ وَلَا قَابِلٍ. And that place there, and their heart is not proper. It's not suitable for the light and guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنَّ صَلَاحِيَةَ الْمَحَلِّ بِشَيْئَيْنِ حُسْنُ فَهْمٍ وَحُسْنُ قَصْدٍ. حُسْنُ فَهْمٍ وَحُسْنُ قَصْدٍ وَهَؤُلَاءِ قُلُوبُهُمْ لَا تَفْقَهُ وَقُسُودُهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. So their hearts were turned away because they turned away. They turned away, and therefore Allah, He caused their hearts to turn away from the Qur'an and to turn away from trying to reflect and ponder and benefit from it, because it's not proper for them. Their hearts are not good and correct for the guidance and before the place for guidance. Before the place for guidance will be considered good or proper, it must have two things. The place for guidance is the heart. He's referring to the heart. He's calling it the mahal, and the place that the guidance will come to, the place that the light will come to, this is the heart. And for that to be considered proper and correct, for the guidance to reside there, there must be two things. Husnu fahm wa husnu qasd. That a person must have a good understanding and a good intention. Good understanding and a good intention. It's not sufficient to have one without the other. Rather, one he must have both. He must have a good understanding, the knowledge must be proper, and he must have a good intention likewise. Because if a person, he has a good understanding, meaning he has acquired knowledge, but he has bad intentions and ulterior motives, then he will not benefit. And this was the way that the Jews were affected. They were overcome by shahawat muharrama, and they misused the knowledge. They had knowledge with bad intentions. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah, and every misguided person of knowledge, from the scholars or the students of knowledge, or those who ascribe to knowledge and seeking knowledge and teaching and spreading knowledge, if they have bad intentions, then they share in this affair with the Jews. Waliyadu billah. And this is from the worst of all affairs. To misuse the guidance and the light that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for worldly gain and status. It's been narrated from Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah. He died in the year 161. Inna akbaha ragbati an tutlab ad-dunya bi'amal al-akhirah. That indeed the most disgusting desire, the most disgusting intention that you can have in your heart and that you could want is to seek the worldly life by the deeds of the hereafter. From the best of the deeds of the hereafter is the deeds related to knowledge and seeking knowledge and spreading and teaching knowledge. So this must be for the sake of Allah. A person, he must have a good intention. In his knowledge and likewise in his application of that knowledge and the worship that he performs and the devotion that he's upon and all of his affairs. It must be upon knowledge and light, no doubt about that. But likewise along with a good intention, seeking the reward and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if a person had in general a good intention, and he had a good intention, he did not have ulterior motives, but he did not have knowledge, and likewise he would not achieve his goal. كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِبْهُ. As Ibn Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, كَمْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِبْهُ. How many people intend to do good, or they want to do good, or they have a good intention, but they do not obtain it, because they do not have the proper knowledge and understanding. So along with having a good intention, a person also, he must have clear knowledge, sound knowledge of the sunnah, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the proper creed, the proper belief, the proper methodology, the proper way of obtaining the good that one is looking for and avoiding the evil that one he is leery of and afraid of falling into or being tried by. It requires knowledge. Al-ilmu qabala al-qawli wal-amal. Knowledge, it must precede every statement and action. So it's not sufficient to say, Ana niyati tayyiba, I have a good intention. This is not sufficient. This is one aspect. But that good intention must be coupled with likewise good deeds. Deeds that are in accordance to the law and legislation prescribed in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the heart to be rectified, and for the heart to be proper, for the guidance to come, and to even begin the process of rectification and purification, a person, he must have two things. Husn al-fahm wa husn al-qasd. He must have a good understanding, and he must have a good intention. فَهَؤُلَاءِ قُلُوبُهُمْ لَا تَفْقَهُ وَقُسُودُهُمْ سَيِّئَةً. So these individuals here who turned away, the hypocrites mentioned in this verse, who turned away, and therefore Allah, he turned their hearts away from benefiting from the Book of Allah, their hearts do not understand, and their intentions are bad and evil. So from the worst traits a person can have, al-jahl, to be ignorant. And likewise, from the worst traits as well, su al-qasd, to have a bad intention. And if these things come together, much fitna comes about. If one of them is present, there's fitna, no doubt about that. But if they come together in an individual, he's a great problem. And many troubles will come from somebody who's ignorant with bad intentions. Someone who's ignorant with bad intentions is very dangerous. Dangerous for himself, for his family, for the society. Likewise, even if a person is knowledgeable, but he has bad intentions, he's dangerous. He's very dangerous and a problem. And much fitna comes from the likes of these people. Even if somebody, he has a good intention, but likewise he's ignorant, he's still going to bring problems. is still going to bring problems. So the means for the rectification here and benefiting is that a person, he will be striving to learn the guidance and hoping to have a good understanding. Hoping to have a good understanding, seeking knowledge with sincere faith and believing in Allah in the last day, in the path that leads to Allah and His pleasure, and hoping to obtain that, and fearing that one will be taken to account for his sins and shortcomings. In this manner, with knowledge and seeking knowledge and a good intention, he will be granted light and guidance, and Allah will bless him and aid him from His mercy and grace, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The author, he says, وَمِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا, and from the traits of the hearts, إِزَاغَتُهَا عَنِ الْحَقِّ, إِزَاغَتُهَا عَنْ الْحَقِّ, that they will be deviated from the truth. They will be made to deviate from the truth. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى, just as Allah the Most High, He says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, and whenever they deviated, Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. This is similar like the previous verse. And this is with regards to the Jews. This verse here is with regards to the Jews. The previous verse was with regards to the hypocrites. So the great enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his lifetime and after his lifetime, they're the hypocrites and the Jews. The hypocrites and the Jews, those who ascribe falsely to al-Islam and they seek to corrupt it from within, and the Jews, their brothers in this manner, waliyadhi billah. So they share in many traits. And from them is that their hearts are deviant, and that their hearts are hard, and that their hearts are turned away from truly benefiting from the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah. So فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So whenever they deviated, whenever they deviated, yani they preferred deviation, they preferred the impermissible lusts and the glitter and delight of this worldly life over the hereafter, Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. Again, this is another evidence for the principle al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, that the recompense is according to the type of action. Whenever they deviated themselves, then Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. Whenever they turned away and showed no concern for the Book of Allah, Allah, He turned their hearts away from benefiting and pondering and reflecting over the Book of Allah. So a believer, he has to strive to not resemble the Jews nor the hypocrites. To not resemble the Jews or the people of the Book in general, nor the hypocrites. Rather, he will strive and hope to benefit from the guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he will seek knowledge. He will set out on a path seeking knowledge. And he will do that with an intention that is pure, believing in Allah and believing in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in the legislation of Allah, believing in the halal and the haram and the path that leads to Allah, believing in the obligations and the prohibitions and striving to learn them, to implement them and abide by them, hoping to obtain the pleasure of Allah. The one who seeks knowledge in this manner, then he is the one who Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. And he is the one whom the angels, they lower their wings for him out of mercy and kindness, and out of help and aid and respect and honor for him and the likes. He's the one who has all the virtues mentioned about seeking knowledge, the one who seeks knowledge with this intention, with this good, pure intention based upon sincere faith and believing in Allah in the last day. He's the one who everything in the heavens and the earth seek forgiveness for him. And the likes, all of those narrations mentioned about the virtue of knowledge and the students and people and the people of knowledge. And the people of knowledge, he's the one who seeks knowledge and teaches knowledge and bears and carries knowledge with his good intention. May Allah make us from them. So to not be like the Jews, they have knowledge with bad intentions. And the hypocrites, they also have bad intentions, even if they have no knowledge. So after this, the author, he says, وَقَالَ عَنْ إِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنَّهُمْ سَأَلُوهُ, and Allah, he mentioned about his believing slaves that they ask him, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, oh, our Lord, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. So this is the supplication of الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, those who have tasted the sweetness of faith. They're afraid that that knowledge and that faith will be stripped and taken from them, and they beg Allah not to cause their hearts to deviate. to deviate. This is similar to that which has proceeded as well from the great supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one of the du'a that was most heard from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik, O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say often. He would say himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, often. And Allah, he mentioned in his book about the people who are firmly grounded in knowledge that they say similar. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابُ. O Allah, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us. O Allah, do not cause our hearts to deviate after you have guided us, and bestow upon us mercy from you. Indeed, you are the bestower, and the Wahhab. So the greatest mercy is the mercy of guidance and the mercy of sincere faith. So if a person, he loves something and he tasted the sweetness of that and benefited from that, he will hope to hold on, and he will hope to have more, and he will hope that it will last, and he will beg to have that. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's begging to be firm upon the religion because he has tasted the sweetness of faith. And likewise, the firmly grounded in knowledge, they're begging for their hearts to not deviate, and so they will not lose the sweetness of faith. So this is something that a believer, he must cherish and not jeopardize or put in danger. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ مُخَاطِرًا فَلَا يُخَاطِرْ بِدِينِهِ, that somebody is going to take risks, let him not take risks with his religion. This is similar to what has preceded in our previous class, بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ, about avoiding the avenues that lead to sin. So this is putting one's religion in danger by exposing oneself to sins or to the places where sins occur, or around the people that fall into sin or disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all different avenues and realms of life, with their money, with their wealth, with their business, with their wife, with their family, with their children, violating rights and transgressing the limits, or falling short and performing the obligations. All of this is called sin and disobedience. All of this is called sin and disobedience, and all of this is exposing one's religion to great deficiency and blame. To great deficiency, weakness, and blame. Meaning in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author, he says now, وَأَصْلُ الزَّيْغِ الْمَيْلُ وَمِنْهُ زَغَتِ الشَّمْسُ إِذَا مَالَتْ فَإِزَاغَةُ الْقَلْبِ إِمَالَتُهُ وَزَيْغُهُ مَيْلُهُ عَنِ الْهُدَى إِلَى الضَّلَالِ. So the fundamental understanding of the word الزَّيْغ, which is being referred to in the previous verse, is الْمَيْل. And الْمَيْل, it means literally to lean away from something or to incline away from something. الْمَيْل, it means to incline away from something. Incline away from something, or to lean away from something, or even to desire something likewise. It has a number of meanings that go back to this fundamental, to turn away slightly from something. And to start turning away, or to lean away, or to incline away from something. So this is the meaning of the word zayg, which means to deviate. But this is a specific type of inclination, deviation into misguidance. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. In the Arabic language, from the linguistic understanding, you say زَغَتْ الشَّمْسِ. زَغَتْ الشَّمْسِ إِذَا مَالَتْ. And whenever the sun comes to the peak of in the sky just before dhuhr, you wait for the shams and tazigh, and you wait for it to lean away in the other direction. At this time, dhuhr enters. You say here in the Arabic language that zaghat ash-shams, the sun now has leaned away from the middle of the sky, which is now entering the time for dhuhr. So the dhuhr time, إِذَا زَغَتِ الشَّمْسِ, even come in the hadith like this. وَصَلَاتُ الظُّهُرِ إِذَا زَغَتِ الشَّمْسِ. And the time for صَلَاتُ الظُّهُرِ إِذَا زَغَتِ الشَّمْسِ. Whenever the sun, يعني تَمِيل, whenever the sun goes away from the pinnacle or the point in the middle point, the point in the middle of the sky. And then at this time, the dhuhr begins. يعني إِذَا مَالَتْ. So he says, فَإِزَغَتُ الْقَلْبِ إِمَالَتُهُ. So the fact that the heart now is being deviated, meaning that it's being made to incline. And again, this goes back to the main affair, and that is that the command is the command of Allah. That is that the creation is the creation of Allah, and the command is the command of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah, He guides whom He wills, and He leads astray whom He wills. يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. He guides whom He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His grace and from His mercy. وَيُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِحِكْمَتِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ. And He misguides whom He wills, based upon His supreme wisdom and ultimate justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they turned away, they deviated, and Allah caused their hearts to deviate. Allah, He caused their hearts to deviate. So فَإِزَاغَةُ الْقَلْبِ إِمَالَتُهُ وَزَيْغُهُ مَيْلُهُ عَنِ الْهُدَى إِلَى الضَّلَالِ. So to the izaga is that the heart will be made to deviate, meaning it will be made to incline and turn away from the truth. And زَيْغُهُ the fact that the heart inclined or turned away or deviated, meaning it deviated from the guidance and turning, inclining towards misguidance. So the author, he says now, وَمِنْ أَوْصَافِهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْقَلْبِ. And this is the final description that he mentioned in this portion. And he says, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ. And from its descriptions, meaning the descriptions of the heart, إِمَاتَةُ الْقُلُوبِ. إِمَاتَةُ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts will be caused to die. The hearts will be caused to die, and they'll be given death. Death will come to them. So you have, this is similar with the previous word, زَاغَ وَإِزَاغَ. Here you have مَاتَ وَإِمَاتَ. Even before that you have إِنْصَرَفَ. So they did this and Allah, He did that. And they did this and Allah, their hearts did this and Allah, He did that to their hearts. So the same issue here, they deviated in this manner. فَأَمَاتَ أَلِمَاتَ. Allah عز وجل هو المحيي والمميت. المميت. Allah, He's the one who gives life and death. So here the hearts are caused to die. That's the point. It doesn't say the description here is not that the heart dies. The description here is that the hearts are caused to die. The hearts are caused, they'll be caused to die. كَمَا فِي قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Just as is in the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot cause the dead to hear. Do not cause the dead to hear. The Mufassirun, the scholars of Tafsir, they mention this verse is in Surah Al-An'am. And the scholars, they mention, the scholars of Tafsir, what is referred to here is the Kufar. Al-Mawta. And here, what is intended by the al-mawta? Al-mawta means the dead. Meaning the dead. It's the dead people. But what is intended here is not the people who died physically, but they died spiritually. Their hearts are dead. This is in reference to the disbelievers. This is in reference to the disbelievers. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Indeed, you do not make the dead hear. وَقَوْلِهِ. And also the statement of Allah the Most High. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. And likewise in the statement of Allah the Most High, and He says, and is the one, says here, إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. That's the Surah An-Naml, huh? What's the verse in Surah Al- In Surah Al-An'am? No, that's the other verse. No, the other verse I'm referring to is on the top page on the left side. Astaghfirullah. In Surah Al-An'am, I think it's maybe like 10 pages. It's the same meaning here. Astaghfirullah. Ha, now? Wal-Mawta? What does it say before that? إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُمَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. This is the verse I was referring to. The people of Nod, as they mentioned, that what is intended here is the disbelievers. And likewise, what is apparent from the mention of the author here, this is the same intention here. إِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Any of those who their hearts have died. So no doubt there's evidence in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal referring to the dead, and what is intended are the disbelievers, those whom their hearts are dead. This is the point of this portion. Now the author, he mentions the verse, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ ليس بخارج منها. And a woman كَانَ مَيْتًا is the one who was dead, and we brought him to life, and we gave him a light that he walks with amongst mankind, like the one, his example, is in darkness, and he's not ever going to exit or leave, and he's not ever going to exit or leave, and he meaning there's no comparison between the two. There's no comparison between the two. أَوَّ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا is the one who was dead, فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ is the one who was dead, and at one time he was dead, and then we brought him to life and granted him a light that he walks with amongst mankind. And what is intended here, he was dead, meaning he was in disbelief. He was dead, he was in disbelief. And then he was brought to life by sincere faith. By sincere faith. Not meaning that he was dead physically and he was brought back to life physically. Meaning, أَوَ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. It's been mentioned as intended by this, Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله عنه, and other than him likewise. And this parable, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned, rahimahullah, that rather it's general, including every person who accepted faith, came to al-Islam. Meaning the example is that a person before entering into the fold of al-Islam, he's in disbelief, and this is like he's dead. This is like he's dead. And people who came from disbelief, and then they live a life of iman, they'll tell you that it's very similar to like being dead. Like being dead, a life that is no comparison. That is no comparison. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. A person maybe if he accepts Islam and then he follows Islam for some time, he will forget that he was even ever a disbeliever until certain things come about. Maybe he will visit family members or go back to places he used to know whenever he was a disbeliever, and he'll have flashbacks and he'll realize that he's a Muslim now and he's been a Muslim for some time, but one day he was not a Muslim. This is an amazing affair. This is an amazing affair. So the difference between Islam and Kufr is the difference of life and death. Of life and death. This is something that could be testified to. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi hadana lihada. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. So we praise and thank Allah for guiding us to this. From guiding us to the deen of al-Islam. The Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions. At the head of them, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, radiyallahu anhum jami'an, guiding us to that way, the way of the clear path of the Messenger and his companions and Salaf al-Salih, radiyallahu anhum, alhamdulillah. So he says, وَقَوْلِهِ لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا, in order to warn those who are alive, in order to warn those who are alive. You need the guidance of the Quran and the warning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for those who no doubt they're alive. What is intended, those who their hearts are alive. They're the ones who will benefit from the warning. And they're the ones who will take admonition. And they're the ones who will take admonition. وَقَوْلِهِ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْمِعٍ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And also the statement of Allah the Most High, and you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are not going to make those who are in the graves able to hear. Those who are in the graves able to hear. So he says here, فَوَصَفَ الْكَافِرَ بِأَنَّهُ مَيِّتٌ. So here in these verses, Allah has described the kafir, the disbeliever, as if he's dead. That he is dead, that he's mayit. وَأَنَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَةِ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ. And that he is at the same comparison or level of the people in the graves. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْقَلْبَ الْحَيِّ هُوَ أَلَذِي يَعْرِفُ الْحَقِّ. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْقَلْبَ الْحَيِّ هو الذي يعرف الحق ويقبله ويحبه ويؤثره على غيره. And that is because the heart that is alive, it is the one that knows and comprehends the truth, and it accepts it and it loves it and it prefers it over everything else. The heart that is alive, it is the heart that knows and comprehends the truth, and it accepts it and it loves it and it prefers it over everything else. If something from these traits here were to fall deficient, then the life of the heart will fall deficient. We understand that? He's mentioning some very important descriptions of the heart that is alive here. It's the one that knows the truth. It has knowledge of the truth. Knowledge of the guidance that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ilmu bil-haqi bi-dalilihi. He has knowledge of the truth coupled with the evidence. And then along with that, he must accept it wholeheartedly after learning about it, and then he must love it. He must love it, and then a very important trait mentioned here, وَيُؤْثِرُهُ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. And then he must prefer it over everything else. Because many people, they learn, and many people, they understand and they comprehend. Many people, they accept in general, and they have love for the deen, but their problem is in showing preference to the command of Allah over the command of the soul. Showing preference to the command of Allah over the command of the soul. And this is whenever the love is tried. And this is whenever the true love is purified. And this is whenever the true love is purified. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ بِالتَّقْوَى. So the heart's going to be tested for taqwa. And this is the manner the test occurs. That a person who be tried with the prohibitions, with the commandments and prohibitions, with the obligations, and they will be put in hand's reach, and he'll be tempted by them, and he will be tried by them. He'll be tried by them. This is the test. And a person, he must fight his soul and show preference to the love of Allah. He must fight his soul and show preference to the love of Allah and check his desires and his whims. Be zimam al-shara, with the reins of the legislation, and get a hold of himself. Get a hold of his desires. Get a hold of his soul. Get a hold of his self, and remember Allah and the favor of Allah, and remember the meeting of Allah and the accountability before Allah, and remember the Jannah and the Nar and the final outcome, and that this life it does not last. So with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a person he can fight himself, and this is the true jihad. Jihad al-nafs, who will jihad al-akbar. Jihad al-nafs, who will jihad al-akbar. The greatest jihad in striving in the path of Allah is to strive against one's own soul. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Mujahid man jahada nafsahu fi ta'ati Allah." Al-mujahid, yani al-mujahid, meaning al-mujahid haqqan, man jahada nafsahu fi ta'ati Allah. The true mujahid, the true person striving in jihad, is the one who strives against his own soul and the obedience of Allah. And the obedience of Allah, meaning establishing the commandments and avoiding the prohibitions daily, in public and in private. This is the mujahid. This is the mujahid. And this is the one that is rightful, that if he were to fight the enemy, our enemy, he will be granted success. He will be granted success. The one who is able to fight his own soul, first and foremost. This is the one that will be granted success and granted victory over the enemies. As for those who are not able to even fight their own souls or to check their own desires with knowledge and with light and with strong determination and sincere faith, then how could they ever be granted victory over their enemies. So strength, barakallahu fikum, it lies in the deen, in the application of the deen, in the application of the sunnah, in your home, in your house, in your job, in your occupation, in your market, in your school, wherever you may be, Stone Mountain, or any other state, or any other country, or any other place that you may be, to establish the religion in your life, and to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, and to strive against your soul upon knowledge. And you seek forgiveness for the shortcomings, and in this manner Allah, He will help you, and He will help the Ummah in this manner likewise. It starts with individuals, barakallahu fikum. It starts with individuals, and then after that, families, and then from there, societies, communities, and then after that, the Ummah. So we must strive to rectify our souls, to strive against ourselves, to learn the guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to strive after that to implement it and apply it in our life, to love it and to prefer it. To love it and to prefer it over everything else. In this manner, we'll find goodness bi'idhni Allah. May Allah make it easy. So the Shaykh, he says, فَإِذَا مَاتَ الْقَلْبُ وَلَمْ يَبْقَى فِيهِ إِحْسَاسٌ وَلَا تَمْيِيزٌ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ وَلَا إِرَادَةٌ لِلْحَقِّ وَكَرَاهَةٌ لِلْبَاطِلِ فَصَارَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْجَسَدِ فَصَارَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْجَسَدِ الْمَيِّتِ. So if the heart dies, then there is no place remaining for any feelings, no emotions, not able to feel anything. It's not able to feel anything. It's not able to distinguish between truth and falsehood. It has no desire for the truth and no detest for falsehood. So now it's as if it's a dead body. So now it's as if it is like a dead body. And again, it happens time after time, little by little. We've seen in our previous class, adhambu fawqa adhamb, adhambu ala adhamb, sin on top of sin. And the people of knowledge, they have a saying, they say, kathratu al-misas tudhibu al-ihsas. And if you get involved in something too much, it's going to eventually you'll become accustomed to it. And if you do it a lot, then eventually you will not even notice it or recognize it.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Kathratul misasi tudhibu al-ihsas. How do you translate that?
Increased exposure reduces the feelings.
The feelings. Increased exposure reduces the feelings. That's pretty cool. Huh?
The reaction?
Uh-huh.
You don't have a response.
Reaction. Yeah, there's it's a saying in English, similar. It's,
Yeah.
Desensitized. You become if you see things too much, that's if you see things too much or you do things often, eventually become desensitized. Desensitized. If you just take it as a norm, you take it as a norm. It's normal for you to go and talk to a woman every day that you're not from your family or your mahram. You see her and you smile at her and you laugh at her and talk with her and like you do this every single day like this, and pretty soon somebody tells you, "Akhi, what do you mean? You don't even feel it no more. He doesn't even feel like he's doing anything wrong, but it's wrong. It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So this is society. This is the example. And our society is like this. So if you have to go out and look at women all day long, then pretty soon it's not going to bother you no more. You're going to look at them like it's nothing. It's going to become normal for you. This is the problem. Kathratul misas tudhibu al-ihsas. Al-misas, you need to get involved in something. Al-ihsas is to feel. You don't have feelings no more. So a dead person, he can't feel. He can't feel. So if the heart is dead, he cannot feel. He cannot feel like, "Oh, I did something bad, or I did something wrong, or I violated the rights. Oh, afwan, I apologize. Oh, I astaghfir Allah." It doesn't have emotions. It doesn't have feelings. The feelings that are based upon faith. Because the heart is dead. Waliyadhu billah. So the shaykh, he says, "Nas'al Allah al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi dunya wal-akhirah." And we ask Allah for pardon and forgiveness and for well-being, any constant well-being in this life and in the hereafter. After this, the author, he has another chapter, Al-Qulub Aniya, the chapter 3, Al-Qulubu Aniya, the hearts, they are vessels. The hearts, they are vessels. If we go back to the verse I was referring to in Surati Al-An'am, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ وَالْمَوْتَى يَبَعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ It is only those who hear that respond to you. And the dead, Allah will resurrect them on the day of resurrection, and to Him they will return. And as for the dead, then Allah will resurrect them, and to Him they will return. And to Him they will return. So those who listen, meaning those who listen with the heart that is alive. This is clear. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ Those people who respond to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believe in you and follow you, they're only those who hear. And if they're here, they're able to hear. They're able to hear the truth. They're able to comprehend the truth. They're able to love the truth and see the truth and follow and prefer it. These are the ones who respond to you, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالْمَوْتَى يَبْعَثُهُمَ اللَّهِ And the dead, as for the dead, meaning as for those who disbelieve in you and deny you and belie you, those who disbelieve, then Allah will resurrect them and they will be held accountable in front of their Lord on the day of resurrection. Al-Baghawi, he says, وَالْمَوْتَى يَعْنِي الْكُفَّارِ يعني الكفار and the موتى what is intended here the disbelievers so this is very similar to what the author he mentions here إنك لا تسمع الموتى indeed you're not able to cause the dead to hear meaning the disbelievers and what is intended is that their heart is dead وليذ بالله I had some benefits to read from the tafsir of السعدي رحمه الله تعالى with regards to this verse the one the author he mentioned from Surati الأنعام أو من كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زئنا للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون is the one who was dead and we brought him to life and granted him a light that he walks with amongst mankind like one his example is in darkness and he's not coming out like this The disbelievers, their evil deeds they used to do was made fair seeming for them. I'm afraid if we start reading the tafsir now, that we will be cut off because of the iqamah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.